This is the FBCG Live Podcast with Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. Today's message is titled The Purpose Series, Part 1. God assigns you to something from the day you were born. Wherever you're joining us from, we pray this message encourages and empowers you in your daily walk with God.
All right, open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Let me thank the Lord. We got 18 different countries watching us today. Indonesia, Jamaica, Argentina, Malaysia, the Netherlands, Turks and Caicos, Barbados, Canada, Puerto Rico, Bahamas, Jamaica, Panama, Dubai, Haiti, Germany, Trinidad and Tobago, Dominican Republic, and Sweden. And 29 states, including Southeast D.C. Come on, give God the praise. I've been wrestling with when we're going to start these three services, but I think God has made it clear to me the third Sunday in September is the time. All right, Romans chapter 8. Stand up with me just for a minute. I'm going to read this again, if you don't mind. And we know, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. I want to talk to you today. I'm starting a series today on purpose. This is part one on a series on purpose. Look at your neighbor and say, you have a purpose. On the other side, say, you have a purpose. There's a reason God created you. There's an assignment for your life. There's a destiny that you have. And it's important that you know. You can be seated. Thank you very much. Now this, I've discovered that there are many people who are in search of why God created them. Why am I here? Why was I created? What am I supposed to be doing? But everybody needs to understand that God has an assignment for your life from the day you were born. He had an assignment for your life. And knowing and walking in your purpose is the key. Now, here's the deal. The devil wants to do everything to keep you from discovering what your purpose is. He will deceive you, trick you, lie to you, confuse you. And I'm finding today more and more people are confused about what their assignment is in life. And I think it's very, very important that everybody learns what their assignment is. Miles Monroe defined purpose as this, the original intent for the creation of a thing. Let me give that to you again. The original intent for the creation of a thing. The reason for your existence. The cause for why God created you. Purpose. Now, that word purpose, let me just talk about it for a minute. That word purpose in the Greek refers back to a word in the Old Testament called showbread. Showbread. And the showbread was 12 loaves of bread that was placed on a table in the temple each Sabbath day and was offered to God. It was showbread put on the table in the temple each week, offered to God. It was stacked on the table, placed close to where the presence of God was believed to be in a holy place. Are y'all with me? Have I lost you yet? The 12 loaves represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The bread was presented to God each Sabbath. It would lay on the table for 7 days. And when those 7 days were gone, they would put fresh bread on the table. Now, what does purpose have to do with these 12 loaves of bread? I'm glad you asked the question. The 12 loaves of bread were put on the table for the purpose and the expression of being on display. That's what it's purpose for. Why would God use bread? We'll get to that a little bit later, but let me talk to you for just a moment. What God ultimately desires to do is to put your life on display. What God is ultimately after is getting you to a place and into a season that when people look at you, they don't see you, they see the glory of God all over you. And I need you to get that, because if you're not careful, the devil will trick you into thinking it's all about you. It ain't about you. Look at your neighbor and say, it ain't about you. It is not about you. Matter of fact, tell your neighbor, you ain't all that. But that God that's in you is all that. That God that's around you is all that. That God that's working through you is all of that. He wants to work through you, in you, around you, with you, anoint you, gift you, empower you, so that when people see you, they see the glory and the presence of God all around you. And that's important for you to understand. That's your purpose. Tell your neighbor, that is your purpose. Somebody just sent me a text. I gave y'all the wrong date for when we go into three services. It's the 17th of September. Sorry. Can't get it all right all the time. God wants to put you on display. That's a very important thing for you to understand. And why do I say that? I say it because I meet a lot of people who like to live secret lives. We got people who don't want folk to know how old they are. You ought to be proud of how old you are. That's nothing to be ashamed about. God kept you all these years. Every year that God opens up a door, every year that your birthday go by, you ought to give God the praise and proudly say how old you are. Don't you know there are people who didn't make it to the age that you are? Every day that you live, God has kept you through trials and tribulations and challenges and problems and issues, and you ought to proudly and boldly declare, I'm 64 years young. God took care of me. I'm 80. Whatever your age is, be proud of how old you are. He wants to put you on display. That's an important thing for you to understand. He wants to put you on a mantle, put you on a pedestal, so people can see how God can use a human being. So let me give you some points. I got 4 points today. Here's the first thing. We are called to His purpose. Highlight the word called and the words His purpose. And that's what it says in Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Now that word, that term called, it means it's the key. It is that God has extended a call to you. He has issued an appointment. That's kind of what it means, an appointment. He has given an appointment to you. And you know what I discovered? I discovered, thanks be to God, give glory to God, that when God appoints you to something, there ain't nothing you can do to escape it. You can try to run away from it. You can try to avoid it. You can try to ignore it, but it'll keep coming back. Let me tell you something. This is why I tell people, if you feel you've been called to the ministry, if you feel you've got called to preach, but you only got one notification, that wasn't God. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I know I'm preaching here today. When God calls you, He keeps issuing the appeal. He keeps calling you out until you respond. Here you are 20 years later, still trying to run away and avoid it. He's still calling. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. He's still making the assignment. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, is He still calling you? It's a divine appointment. God has a divine appointment, and he's calling you to what? To his purpose, to what it is he has assigned for your life. You have an assignment. You have a purpose. God created you with a purpose set by him. And we all got a call. You got a call to something. You're not called to be the pastor of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden right now. Now, maybe in the future, but right now that job is occupied. Somebody say amen. We got us a pastor. Amen. You got a call. So what did God call you to do? And guess what? Your calling is oftentimes greater than what you're doing on your job. It's greater than that. It's bigger than that. We are called to his purposes. God has a purpose, an assignment for your life. The devil doesn't want you to discover that. He wants to confuse you. He wants to trick you. He wants to deceive you. But my assignment is to tell you that you are called according to, I like this, his purpose. Not your purpose, not what you want to do, what it is that God has assigned for you to do. Not only are you called, here's my second point, we are predestined according to his purpose. It's in verse 29. Somebody say predestined. Verse 29 says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined. God predestined. What does that word predestined mean? It means that God predetermined ahead of time. It's just the thing that's great about the God that we serve. It says, for who he foreknew. Let me just walk through verse 29 for a second. For whom he foreknew. It means he knew ahead of time. Now, this is an important deal because everything you're facing in life, God knew about it before you faced it. God didn't get surprised when something came into your life. It didn't suddenly shock God that he woke up. Oh, what? I hear people praying sometime, and I hear them telling God, sister so-and-so is in the hospital, as if God don't know. As if God said, what? When did she go in the hospital? How long she been there? What's wrong with her? God already, nothing that you face catches God by surprise. And guess what? Anything you face in life, anything that comes into your life, God already knew it. And guess what? He's already prepared you to be able to handle it and deal with it. Now, I know a lot of people ask the question, why? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? God foreknew, and here's what I'm determined. Here's what I know, that because he has a purpose for my life, whatever I'm going through, whatever is the issues in my life that I'm going through, whatever challenges I face, whatever problems come by my way, God uses it to make me better. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying to you today. He uses it to shape me and conform me and develop me and help me to be everything he wants me to be. Every issue, every challenge, every job, every person, every situation in your life prepares you for your future and your destiny. As a matter of fact, the text says, verse 49, he foreknew, he also predestined you. Predestined, predetermined for you to be conformed to the image of his son. That means that God sends you through issues in life so he can shape your character. Y'all may not understand this, but let me be clear about this. God is ultimately interested in when people look at you, they see Jesus. Some of you, God's not quite able to put you on the pedestal just yet because you ain't quite ready. Somebody on your row ain't ready. Look and see if you can figure out who it is. Look up and down the row. Go ahead, look and see who's on your row that's not quite ready to be on display. Yeah. Maybe you got something going on in your life that's not right. Maybe your attitude ain't right. Maybe your language ain't right. Maybe your heart is not right. Maybe your stinking thinking is not right. Maybe your relationship, something ain't right. So he's putting you through a series of things to try to clean you up and straighten you out and change you to get you where he wants you to be. Some of y'all are wondering, I know God got something great, but I don't understand why it's taking so long. Because you ain't ready. You are not ready. And the sooner you learn to yield to what God wants, the sooner he can shoot you off to where he wants you to be. And you know what I discovered? Here's what the text says, verse 29. He predestined you to be conformed, shaped, made into the image of his son. So whatever it takes to happen in your life to make you look like Jesus, you can't escape it. You cannot avoid it. Y'all know when you make decisions, some of us make decisions to avoid the long path. We make decisions to avoid drama, pain, circumstances. We make decisions to go around to avoid what God might be sending us through. And what I discovered, you can make a choice to try to go around it and still find yourself jacked up going through something. You know why? Because God has predestined for you to be conformed to his image. Whatever it takes to shape you to go and to be what he wants you to be, you're going to have to go through it. So you might as well go ahead through it. I'm preaching better than y'all are saying amen. You might as well go ahead and just go yield to it and say yes to his will. Go through it because he predetermined you. You're going to be. You have a purpose. Nothing you can do to escape it. You got an assignment and a purpose, and there's nothing you can do. Just go ahead and be conformed to the image of his son. Let him make you who he wants you to be. We are predestined according to what his purposes are. Here's number three. Then I'm almost finished. I'm coming to a close. Romans chapter 9. I want you to turn there very quickly. Romans chapter 9, verse 17. For the scripture says, verse 17, 9:17. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you and that my name might be declared in all the earth. Now, let me explain this verse. The scripture says to Pharaoh, somebody say, my name ain't Pharaoh. He ain't talking to me. Here's the deal. Back in the days of Moses in Exodus, when the children of Israel were in bondage and God was delivering them out of bondage, God spoke to Pharaoh and said these words, this purpose, I raised you up that I might show my power in you and that my name might be declared in all of the earth. He said to Pharaoh, that's why I created you, but you've avoided it. You have escaped it. You've tried to walk away from it. You tried to do your own thing and you didn't do what it is I wanted you to do. And here's what I believe. If God could say that to hard-hearted Pharaoh, who hardened his heart against the children of Israel, what might he say to somebody who is sold out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? If God could tell Pharaoh, whose heart got hardened against God, that I raised you up for so that my glory could be shined through you, what will he say about you? Unless your heart is hardened. Unless you are bucking against them, kicking against God, it's hard to kick against the bricks. It's hard to kick against God. It's hard to walk away from him. But if he could do that for Pharaoh, what might he do for you? Somebody look at your neighbor and say, he can use me. My heart ain't hard. Y'all need to tell him that. He can use me. He said he wants to show his power through you. Now, the problem is, to see God's power, you got to be in some difficult situations that you may not like. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying to you? Sometimes you got to be put in impossible situations so God can show his power. God wants to deliver you from whatever it is that you're going through. I am persuaded. I don't care what comes down the pike in my life, what faces me, what I see, what comes in my life. I don't fear because I know the God I serve is more than capable and able of working it out. As a matter of fact, as I look back over my life, I can see him time after time after time. All my life he has been faithful. All my life he has been so good. All my life he's worked miracles. All my life he's answered prayers. All my life he's given me victories. All my life he's brought me out. And if he has done it in my past, he has not stopped now. And he won't stop now. And he won't quit now. He's still God. Somebody say, he's still God. Somebody high-five your neighbor and say, he's still God. tell him he raised me up that he can show his power in me. He delivered me out of my circumstances to show his power. He answered my prayer so that he could show his power. He worked a miracle so he could show my power. I'm just trying to give somebody some hope today that no matter where you are or what you're facing, God will, God can, and God has the power to bring you out. Do I have any witnesses in here? Do I have anybody who can testify to the fact that you've seen God work miracles on your behalf and show his power on your behalf? Yes, sir. He says, I raise you up that I might show my power in you and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Is there any question about what name that is? That's the name Jesus. He wants the name of Jesus to be lifted up. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Confucius, not any of that. The name Jesus. Because at that name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. I was at my house yesterday and the Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door. They made a mistake by coming to my house. And I just told him straight out, you ain't gonna convince me to be a Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Jesus Witness. I'm a witness to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm a witness to the one who has brought me out of my sin. And I'm a witness to the one who said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The God you serve, you say only 144,000 can go to heaven. I ain't a part of that. I ain't with that. I'm a part of the crowd that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I read in Revelation where he said, I saw a number that no man could number. Don't mess with me today. Somebody tell your neighbor, I'm serving a God who wants to show his power. Tell him on the other side, he wants to show his power through me. He wants to show his power through my life. He wants to show his power through my coming and my going. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay down at night, somewhere in between all of that, he wants to show his power. That's my purpose. And that's your purpose in life, to give God glory. That's your purpose. I wish I had an amen crowd with me here. Now, I got one more thing to tell you, then I'm going to be finished. In 2 Timothy 1, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Here's my fourth point, and I'll be finished. Somebody going to shout on this point right here. Hey, Will, where Will go? Will gone. Anthony, yeah, get back over here, man. Get on that thing. You never know when the pastor going to call your name. Somebody about to shout on this point I'm about to say right here. So I need you to be ready to go, you know, and all of that. I need you and Anthony and Aaron and everybody to be ready because somebody going to shout on this point right here. It's 2 Timothy. Did I tell y'all 2 Timothy? Did I tell you chapter 1? Did I tell you? I'm going to start at verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed, verse 8, of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. Y'all missed a great spot to say amen. What does that mean? You know what that means? I'm going to stop right there. I wish I could go on. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Oh, I love this right here. And grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Ooh, y'all missed a great spot. Before the world was created, he made an assignment of grace to you with a purpose for you and an assignment for you. Look at this, not according to your works. You know what that means? God didn't choose to use you based on your failures. Oh, y'all missed it right there. Y'all missed it. You might have failed, but God can still use you. You might have messed up, but God can still use you. You might have missed the mark, but God will and can still use you. Woo! Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Somebody say, I messed up. I failed. I did what I wasn't supposed to do. I went where I wasn't supposed to go. I said what I wasn't supposed to say. But thanks be to God, he gave grace. He gave you grace. He gave you grace. That devil will try to tell that you can't be because you did this, because you did that. But this verse right here tells me God didn't choose me based on my works. It's not based on your works. There is not a thing you can do to make God choose you. Let me let that sink in on y'all. I'm almost finished. That's my last point. There ain't nothing you can do to make God choose you. He extended the grace to you before time began. He knew you were going to get pregnant before you got married. He knew you were going to sleep with everybody. He knew you were going to... He knew you were going to get high on drugs. He knew you would be a liar and a thief and a scoundrel. He knew you were going to be a sinner. But he chose to use you. So look, hold up. If God could only choose the people who were perfect, he wouldn't use nobody. But he chose to use you in spite of where you've been, what you did, how jacked up you are. Somebody say, thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace. Somebody high five, step up five or six people, say, I got grace. I didn't earn it, I don't deserve it, but I got grace. I shouldn't be here, but I got grace. I should be on my way to hell, but he gave me grace. He washed my slate clean. He forgave me of my sins. He covered me in his blood. He gave me another opportunity. He gave me grace. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God he saved me and washed me and gave me grace. Hey, hallelujah. Somebody help me give God praise for his grace. Jesus, glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for using me. Thank you for your grace. Next time the devil starts talking to you and telling you that you can't because of what you did, take him to this verse right here. I think it's wonderful that God extended grace to me before time began. He had an assignment for your life. He knew you. You're not just the consequence of an encounter between your mom and daddy in the back seat of a car. No, you have a destiny. You have a purpose. You have an assignment.
You've been listening to FBCG Live with Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. Your purpose in life is to give God glory. If you've been blessed by this message and would like to help us reach more people through this ministry, please click the link in the podcast description or visit our website, fbcglenarden.org/give to donate. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you'll subscribe so that you'll never miss an episode. Be sure to tune in next week.